Adam, you must be absolutely delighted. And firstly, congratulations on reaching the Primer Premier. What's your thoughts? How are you feeling?
Yeah, really, really pleased. Really pleased for the players. They put a lot of effort in this year, over 48 games. And I think we've got a reward today because I think we've got an exceptional group of lads here, and they're a credit to themselves, and they show what hard work. We're not saying we're the best ability-wise, but we work hard. Everyone works for each other, and we get chances, and we took them today.
Second half, did you expect that sort of reaction?
I'll be honest with you, no. I thought second half, I expected them to put us under a lot of pressure because of the wind. I felt it favoured the way they were going, but I had I did think that we could utilise Alex a little bit more if we were able to get up the field and be able to put him in behind, and we were, and every time we put him in behind, he either scored or got us a penalty and he did something, really. So it worked well.
Sort of neutralise him, if you like, because they score a lot of goals. Was that your game plan? Sort of first half, you must have been the better pleased going in at half time.
Well, to be fair, at half time, I wasn't very pleased. I thought our final third quality wasn't very good, and I felt we needed to probably score in the first half. So I wasn't overly pleased because we got into good positions. Yeah, our passing wasn't to the level I would expect it to be. But that said, I wasn't overly worried about them goals. I know they get a lot of goals, but I think in Ryan Stokes we've got two really good centre-halves, and I think for most, only on a few occasions this year, if they come across forwards, we've given them a tough time. And I thought, to be fair, Ross Wall did give them a tough time when we beat them at their place, but today I think they managed him quite well.
How much of these supporters, how good were they today?
They were fantastic. A few of the boys were laughing and joking and saying, where have they been all year? Because they've only been there the last two games. But I think having fans and having support means a lot at this level. And I think it gives the players even more to kind of work hard for. And they played their part today and they were really good. So I was happy they came and we were able to get the result for them.
Plans over the summer, is it to rebuild or not? Or just
I think immediately... In the next probably week or so, just probably enjoy what we've done today, really. We're going to have a sit down with Brian and have a look and see what we want to do going forward. See what he's what he wants and stuff, and we'll just take it from there, really.
Ollie's been a superb for you this season and he's online on board. I'm sure you'll want to keep hold of him.
Yeah, I'd like to keep hold of Ollie. I think... I would have, if we wouldn't have gone up, I probably would have been pushing for him to at least progress into Ryan Prem level, because I think as a young keeper he's going to benefit from playing higher and higher. So I'm glad that we're able now to have an opportunity where he could do that with us. So like I say, I know they've had a change of management there, so it might be that he gets an opportunity within the first team there. But we'll see how the summer goes, really, and I'll chat with all the players and we'll do our best to get a team that we feel that can try and stay up with the league above, because whilst it's great today, we'll probably automatically become favourites to go down. So we've got even this year, people thought we'd be down the bottom and proved them wrong, and then we've got to do it again next year.
I'm sure you'll be getting a lot of calls wanting to play for Brentwood next season, but are you going to stick with the side?
I think we'll have to have a look at it. I would like to give faith in the players that have got us there, ultimately, but I think there might be areas where I think at the next step might be too much and need to be improved, but there won't be drastic changes. I think our success this year has been built on having a squad that we've kept quite the same, so I'm not going to change that ethos just for one summer, but probably we'll need to bring some players in.